Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown from March 4th through 10th. China clinched their second consecutive Cup Challenger Series title. The USA has revealed the location of their Pacific Four Series match against Canada. Italy renewed their centralized contracts. Colombia will face Cineros before the critical match against Netherlands. Brazil officially announced their match against Colombia. World Rugby extended the Gallagher High Performance Academy. And we also provide a global overview of premier and club competitions worldwide. Get ready for a journey through the latest in women's rugby. This is your Women's Rugby Rundown, and we're about to kick off. In Sevens News, China secured their second consecutive Cup Challenger Series title with a 38-7 victory over Argentina, and they maintain a perfect record of 40 points from 40. Argentina plays second, with Belgium in third, Uganda in fourth, and Poland in fifth. After two events, China leads, followed by Argentina, Belgium, and Uganda. The third and final leg of the Challenger Series is set for Krakow, Poland, on May 18th and 19th, where the top four teams will qualify for a new promotion and relegation playoff competition at the HSBC Sevens 2024 Grand Final in Madrid on May 31st to June 2nd. Switching to 15s news, USA has announced that their Pacific Four Series match against Canada will take place in Los Angeles, California, at the Dignity Health Sports Park on April 28th. This marks the highly anticipated homecoming of the USA Eagles, ending a two-year absence from domestic soil. They renewed their centralized contracts for 24 players, marking a 10% increase in financial commitment. The strategic initiative involves transitioning select athletes from the scholarship project to full-time contracts, concurrently expanding the athlete pool in preparations for the upcoming Guinness Six Nations. France, Wales, and England revealed their Guinness Women's Six Nations squads ahead of the tournament starting on March 22nd. France has confirmed Mene Falou as the team captain, and Rose Bernadou is also back in action, joining the squad for the tournament. For Wales, Hannah Jones takes on the captaincy, with experienced second rows Natalie John and Gwen Crabb returning after missing WXV1 due to injuries. Shona Wokley, who made her Wales debut in 2010, is also making a comeback, aiming to add to her impressive 45 caps for the country. England will see Marley Packer continue her role as captain, with the Saracens flanker set to achieve 100 test caps in her upcoming matches. The Red Roses welcome back Zoe Harrison, Emily Scarrett, and Abby Ward, marking the first time all three have featured in a tournament squad since the 2022 Rugby World Cup final. Colombia has announced they will face Cineros from Spain on March 9th, and this is crucial to their preparation leading up to the decisive match against the Netherlands for a spot in WXV 2 or 3, scheduled for March 16th. In a historic event, South America will have their chance to officially secure a direct spot into the 2025 Rugby World Cup. To determine this place, Brazil will play Colombia on June 29th in Paraguay, marking a significant moment in the regional rivalry between Brazil and Colombia in women's 15s. Rugby Americas North announced that their Women's 15s Championship will unfold in Mexico City from July 10th to 14th, with live global broadcast details soon to be disclosed. Over its history, this tournament has featured the participation of generally six nations, including Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica, Cayman Islands, Guyana, Barbados, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. World Rugby, in partnership with Gallagher, has extended the Gallagher High Performance Academy, a global initiative for elite female coaches aimed at boosting their presence and high-performance roles in women's rugby. 10 new coaches have joined the academy, emphasizing its ongoing commitment to cultivating female coaching leaderships in elite women's rugby. In premier and club news, Natisis Ice secured Hong Kong's Nanfeng Suet Group Premiership League Trophy with a dominant 60-7 victory over Causeway Bay Phoenix. In a closely contested match, UL Bohemian secured a narrow 17-15 victory over BlackRock, preserving their undefeated record. Following closely in the standings are Railway Union, Old Belvedere, and BlackRock. The RFU also unveiled intentions to host a groundbreaking women's and men's doubleheader championship on April 28th. It will take place at Aviva Stadium and will be streamed live on TG4. Gloucester Hart Prairie secured a home semifinal in Allianz PWR after round 14, while Saracens, Exeter, and Bristol vie for the remaining spots. Sale marked a historic moment with their inaugural match at Salford Community Stadium. BC Rugby's website has not been updated with information on fixtures beyond the eighth round. However, there are indications of semifinals on April 27th and finals on May 4th. Seattle has a couple of those games on there if you want to take a look at their website. In Sky Super Rugby Opaque, Chief Manawa secured a victory against the Blues, placing him at the top of the standings with 9 points. Hurricane Poa also defeated Matatu, and Hurricane Poa clarified the meeting behind their haka performed before their match. The clarification process involved Hurricanes management, supported by New Zealand Rugby, Luke Crawford, and the New Zealand Rugby Players Association. They engaged in discussions with the Poa leadership on Thursday. The aim was to ensure that any words used in the haka were respectful, authentic, and appropriate, setting a positive tune for future performances. Mwamba continues to lead the Nairobi Conference in the Kenya Cup, and Shambi Riri leads the Western Conference after four rounds. A ruling found Impala played an ineligible player, resulting in their move down to third place in the standings. Maintaining an undefeated record, the Black Pearls lead the table in Uganda's Nile Special Rugby Premiership League after six rounds. This week, we're adding coverage of the Netherlands Premiership, where Waterland, they're listed as CL Blue Babes above, lead after five rounds and 24 points and an undefeated record. Regular league matches will continue until May, and we anticipate info about semifinals and finals will be announced in due course. The 2024 Buildcorp Super W season commences on March 15th, featuring the defending champions Fijiana Drua in pursuit of a remarkable third consecutive title. This kickoff aligns with the confirmation that Buildcorp has extended its commitment to Australia rugby, which has been in place since 2018. New Zealand Rugby has unveiled the Farrah Palmer Cup draw, presented by Bunnings Warehouse. The highly anticipated provincial rugby competition is scheduled to begin on August 9th at Eden Park. The opening match features a clash between reigning champions Auckland and Northland, newly promoted to the division following their triumphant 2023 championship campaign. That does it for us this week. Make sure you connect with us on all your favorite social platforms so you never miss an episode of Women's Rugby Rundown.